At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Democrats are now turning on their own leader with a fury we've never witnessed before. What I'm about to show you isn't just another political failure. It's the moment an entire party realizes their chosen champion can't even handle a simple interview. And no, I'm not talking about Cackles Kamala. Stick with me to the very end of this video because we're going to see the growing movement to oust Hakeem Jeffries, not just from his position as minority leader, but from the Democrat Party itself. But ironically, it's all part of the collapse of the left. And the data behind this collapse will shock you. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as the left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you made happen. So if you want a front row seat each and every day on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, just smack that bell and subscribe button. So let me start with some devastating statistics that the legacy media is doing everything they possibly can to hide from you. According to the latest Wall Street Journal poll, Democrats' approval rating has cratered to just 33%. It's the lowest they've seen in 35 years. That's not a typo. We're talking about approval ratings that are worse than during the Carter administration. But if you can believe it, that Wall Street Journal poll is a blessing in comparison to the latest Quinnipiac poll, which has the Democrats collapsing to just 19% approval. According to Quinnipiac, the Democrats are currently polling at their lowest approval level ever. But it's not just the polls. They're certainly bad enough. The polls are nothing when you compare them to the Democrats' voter registration crisis, and that's exactly what the ultra-leftist at the New York Times is calling it, the Democrats' voter registration crisis. In every single one of the 30 states that track voter registration by party, Republicans are crushing Democrats. The Democrats have lost ground to Republicans in every single one of those states that keeps tabs on party affiliation among new voter registration. Ironically, this has been going on since 2020 when we were told that supposedly 83 million Americans voted for Sleepy Joe Biden. Well, since then, the Democrats have seen a net loss of 4.5 million voters who simply walked away from the Democrat Party. For the first time since 2018, more Americans registered as Republicans than Democrats in 2024. Now, against this backdrop of historic unpopularity, we have Hakeem Jeffries, the man Democrats chose to lead them through this wilderness. And gang, even Democrats are now openly admitting that what we're all witnessing isn't just political incompetence. It's a masterclass in how not to lead a desperate party. Recent polling shows Jeffries himself has a net unfavorable rating with only about 30.2% viewing him favorably versus 33% viewing him unfavorably. But even more telling, 74% of Americans say they don't know enough about him to really have an opinion. I mean, think about that. Your supposed leader, the leader of the opposition party, is essentially invisible to three quarters of the country. And so, needless to say, the rumblings inside the Democrat Party to oust this guy are growing, and Hakeem's incompetence isn't helping. Under his leadership, the Democrat Party is doubling down on what we call the 80-20 doom loop. They're siding with the most extreme wing of their party that appeals really only to about 20% of voters in our country. And this is precisely what's happening right now in New York City with the nomination of the bona fide communist Zoran Mamdani. He's a card-carrying member of the Democrat Socialists of America. He wants a $30 minimum wage by 2030. He wants city-owned grocery stores, and he wants to eventually seize the means of production. I mean, the guy's a full-blown socialist. The best, the very best that he can muster in terms of support in all the polls in New York City is around 40%, the low 40s. And this is, again, this is one of the most liberal left-wing cities in the nation, New York. So Mamdani is the kind of ultra-left candidate that splits the Democrats. Half the Democrats love him, but the other half despise him. So he's the very definition of an 80-20 candidate at a national aggregate level. So Hakeem is asked repeatedly, for example, what do you make of this? You're the leader now of the opposition. What do you make of this? Are you prepared to endorse the Democrat Party's candidate for New York City mayor? And as such, are you now endorsing socialism?
This is why I wanted to go there, because there's sort of you're talking about a free market on one side and being an advocate for a free market on one side. But at the same time, we just had a whole conversation about an individual who is running for mayor in New York City who is genuinely titling themselves a socialist. And you're saying that you might ultimately support them. And so I'm trying to understand the distinction here.
No. I'm trying to understand why you would spend a significant amount of time asking me about the Democratic nominee who's not even the mayor. And it's not a legitimate point to raise about a president who is regularly attacking the free market economy.
Hey, gang, you ever feel like your mind is racing or your mood dipping or stress is stealing your clarity? Well, you know you're not alone, and your only options are not prescriptions with side effects. Introducing MindLift from the wellness company, a doctor-formulated nutraceutical designed to restore calm, clarity, and emotional balance. This unique blend features low-dose lithium orotate to gently uplift your mood and support healthy cognition. Powerful adaptogens like ashwagandha help your body manage stress by supporting adrenal function and regulating cortisol levels. It also includes calming GABA and key amino acids to ease anxious feelings and support neurotransmitter production. DHA from algae rounds out the formula, protecting brain cells and promoting smooth communication between neurons. Maybe it's time to reset your mind, but naturally. Head on over to twc.health/Turley. Use code Turley to get 15% off plus free shipping. Again, that's twc.health/Turley. Use code Turley to get 15% off. Take control of your mental wellness with MindLift today. Yeah, so there you have it. I mean, Hakeem got a bit hostile there because he was being called out for the blatant contradiction that is the modern day Democrat Party. It's a party that claims to uphold the Constitution and the free market principles embedded therein, and at the same time is pushing for a radical Marxist revolution. Good luck holding that party together. And of course, Hakeem can't. He doesn't have the political skill to pull that off. And so now the more radical wing of the Democrat Party is done with Hakeem, and they want him primaried out of office. Check this out.
CNN has new reporting that some progressives who empowered Mamdani to victory now want to primary you and other Democrats in New York City. The co-chair of New York City's Democratic Socialists of America says he thinks you're picking fights, quote, with the left instead of focusing on fighting the right, his words. Asked whether Mamdani thinks those House incumbent challenges should happen, his press secretary told CNN he was declining to comment, at least for now. How do you respond?
I have no idea what these people are talking about. We are going to continue to focus our efforts as we did on the House floor in connection with Donald Trump's one big ugly bill on pushing back against the extremism that has been unleashed on the American people. It's clear to us as House Democrats, it's clear to us as members of the New York City delegation that the problem is Donald Trump and House Republicans.
So again, there you have it. When he's confronted with members of his own party calling for his ouster, not just as minority leader, but from the Democrat Party itself, he just deflects the issue in Kamala-like fashion over to Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. He's obviously, Hakeem is just your typical snake oil politician, but the problem is he's not very good at it. He's not able to put, like Kamala, he can't pull it off. Let me give you some more numbers here that explain what's going on here. According to Gallup polling, only 42% of Democrats feel their party has a strong unifying identity as compared to nearly 90% of Republicans who say the same about the GOP. Again, note the pattern there. The Democrats are basically split down the middle. You see that? And this is largely because of wokeness. Woke issues, doesn't matter which one, any woke issue, whether it's CRT in the classroom or trans athletes in women's sports or DEI initiatives or a bona fide socialist mayor, whatever it is, woke issues consistently split the left and unite the right. Woke issues at best get 50% Democrat support, but the other 50%, the Bill Maher half of the party, they reject it. Whereas virtually the whole of the Republican Party are totally dead set against it. They are unanimous in their rejection of whatever the woke issue is. So wokeness always guarantees that more people will come out to vote against the woke issue than will support it. So with this 42% number, 42% of Democrats thinking that their party is a strong unifying identity as compared to the 90% of Republicans who think the same about their party. That's the 80-20 doom loop in a nutshell. When half your party doesn't like itself and nearly the whole of the other party loves itself, you're shot. The best you can get in terms of support for your cause, as it were, is 20 or 25% of the aggregate population because half your party doesn't want it. So what we're seeing here is obviously not a messaging problem for the Democrats like the legacy media just loves to fixate on. It's a messaging problem. The Democrats got to solve their messaging problem. It's not a messaging problem. It's not. It is far more fundamental. This is emphatically not a messaging problem. This is a party that is fundamentally incoherent. It doesn't know what it stands for. It is split. It is experiencing a bona fide civil war. And here's an even more stunning statistic in all this. When asked about trust on key issues, Republicans consistently maintain double-digit leads over the Democrats. We're talking, so who do you trust more on inflation? Republicans have a 10-point advantage on that. Who do you trust more on immigration? Republicans have a 17-point advantage on it. Who do you trust more on illegal immigration? Republicans have a near 20-point advantage on that. Even on issues where Trump's approval is underwater, Republicans still outperform Democrats. And again, that's the 80-20 doom loop. So now you have Democrats like Ashley Etienne, Nancy Pelosi's former communications director, who are publicly going nuclear on Jeffrey's leadership and basically saying he's got to go. For the sake of the very survival of the party, Hakeem Jeffries has to go. So here's the bottom line that should terrify basically every Democrat out there. They're right now, as you know, we're very focused on this in this channel. We talk about almost every day. They're right now facing a redistricting war that they can't win. Red states are going to clobber them in the redistricting wars. They're facing a redistricting war that they can't win with a leader who can't even get through a friendly MSNBC interview without looking completely lost. With their party's approval at historic lows and Democrats hemorrhaging voters in every single state, they need someone who can actually fight. They need someone who is going to be able to, who has the political skill to get them out of this wilderness, this political wilderness. Instead, they've got Hakeem Jeffries. They got Hakeem Draft, who's now increasingly being referred to by his own party as weak, feckless, and useless. Now for us, for those of us who are all about MAGA and America First, this Democrat political weakness represents an unprecedented opportunity. When your opponent's approval rating is at a 35-year low and their leader can't even unite his own party, you don't just win elections, you realign American politics for a generation. The Democrat Party is essentially eating itself alive. Progressive candidates like Mamdani are winning primaries by running against the establishment, while the establishment leaders like Jeffries are so out of touch, they're getting called out by their own media allies. This isn't just another political cycle. This is what happens when a party loses touch with reality, doubles down on failure, and chooses leaders based on identity politics rather than actual competence. And the numbers prove it. Democrats are in the worst position they've been in since the 1980s with no clear path back to relevance. The question is increasingly looking as if it isn't whether Republicans will win in 2026. The question is only by how much. So what do you guys think? Do you think Hakeem is the next to be cooed by the Democrat machine? Let us know in the comments section below. I can't wait to read these comments. I bet they're going to be delicious. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you are not going to hear anywhere else. God bless. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast. This is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted. It isn't safe. And it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic. Just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.